Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
What will happen in wrestling and WWE and ROH and New Japan and AEW potentially in 2019? I'm Ollie Davis, this is Luke Owen, and this is the 2019 Predictions Wrestle Ramble Show, where we'll be giving our five insane predictions for this year, for 2019, for next year, then going through some of yours, and then, the most fun part, we'll be looking back at last year's ridiculous predictions.
Yeah, so these are wild and wacky predictions. We put the call out to you guys on the old social media channels. We didn't want things like, oh, Braun will win the Universal Championship. Like, that's, at this point, feels like a given. Having said that, when we did this last year, the example I gave was like, Roman will win at WrestleMania. We don't want anything that obvious. Mm. And then, of course, he didn't, did he? So we wanted something that was more wild and wacky. Something like, for example, in 2017, if you'd have said, Jinder will win the WWE Championship, you'd have gone, no, you won't. Or 2016, rather. And then you bloody did.
Yes.
So we want wild and wacky predictions. Ollie Davis, hit me with one of your wild predictions for 2019.
Okay, I'm going to double down on a 2018 prediction I had.
I thought you might.
Vince McMahon will sell WWE.
Yep.
Because he's got the XFL coming up on 2020. He's going to have to do a lot of extra stuff next year. He's going to need a bit of money as well.
He's an on-screen character as well now. Yeah. He's got less time.
So I think Vince will sell WWE and it will be bought by some giant private equity firm.
Yeah. Interesting. One of those ones I'm going to go with, the WWE Network will commission films and TV shows like Netflix. So this isn't them doing a New Day show or the House Hardy thing. This is companies coming into the WWE Network, pitching film ideas, and then WWE Network commissioning those projects to go onto the network.
So like the Marine 6 would... The Marine 7 would be a...
WWE Network film production, yes.
It's weird that those films aren't up there anyway.
Yeah, they've probably got like a distribution deal with like a DVD provider or something like that, I would imagine. But yeah, or this would be something like, say, I don't know, The Asylum want to go in and pitch something, or Blumhouse will go in and pitch to do a film with them. So it's not a WWE Films thing. It'll be a Blumhouse production up on the network.
I think it's much more likely to go the route of other wrestling promotions get their content on there.
Oh, I've no idea, but this is a
wild
prediction.
This is a
prediction.
Wacky prediction, yeah. Show. Okay. Okay, this is a big one. And it's kind of a 2020 prediction, but it's actually going to be set up in 2019 in my head. Conor McGregor will be set up for a match at WrestleMania 36.
So you think Conor's going to finally get involved?
It's been talked about forever. He's obviously a professional wrestling fan. His entire gimmick is based on Ric Flair. And he follows loads of wrestlers on Twitter. I think he'll be factored in some way in WrestleMania 35. Maybe in Becky Lynch's corner, was one of the more out there reports. Mm-hmm. And I think that will build to some kind of Floyd Mayweather style match where he wins at WrestleMania 36. What's the Big Show doing? Cesaro, Heath Slater against someone like that.
Interesting. So I'm going to go with one that was, it's a slight variation of one that I had last year, which was based around the Street Profits. This year, my prediction is that Bianca Belair is not just going to get called up. No. She's going to make her debut in the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal, and she's going to win it. So those are my specifics for this prediction.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be a cool way to debut her.
Like Baron Corbin a couple of years ago.
What, did he debut
in the great,
that's how he was
in the Andre the
up.
Giant Memorial Battle Royal, yeah.
Wow.
And he won it.
Hey, and look where he is now.
I know. He wasn't even introduced. I remember me and my friend watching it, because it was the one with Triple H versus Roman as the main event. Me and my friend were watching it, and he suddenly went, is that Baron Corbin?
It was just in all the people.
It was just all the people. I went, oh, yeah, it is. And then we literally got out of our seats when he won.
Former Raw General Manager. Former failed Money in the Bank cashier.
I was going to say, former Money in the Bank holder.
But it all began somewhere. Where he did win something.
Yeah, these prestigious Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, as won by Matt Hardy and The Big Show.
I'm going to stick with my MMA theme here. Ronda Rousey will turn heel. Yeah. So I think there's going to become a point, there's going to quickly become a point where, like, man, we don't know how to book Ronda anymore. What are we going to do? Turn her heel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to do that, and I think calling up the rest of the four horsewomen stable, so Shayna Baszler, Jessamine Duke, Shayna, I've already said that, Marina Shafir, they're obviously being groomed in NXT to come up.
Mm-hmm.
It's too, having those bits in the same company doesn't make sense if you don't bring them together at
Absolutely,
some point.
Yeah.
So I think Becky or Charlotte or whoever's going to win at WrestleMania, and Ronda's going to have like a tough month, or maybe she'll go out for a bit, and when she comes back, it will be with the henchwomen of the four horsewomen.
Interesting. Mm. Interesting.
And then I think because this Ronda character can only be really appealing for so long, and this will be a nice way to change it up.
Yeah.
And I think like in 2020, she'll probably leave WWE.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, because she's been quite open herself about wanting children.
Hmm.
And
that's true.
I think it was a 3-year deal that she signed. So
yeah, makes sense, I guess.
3-year deal.
My next wacky prediction is that the Survivor Series this year, or next year rather, is going to be built around SmackDown finally beating Raw. I think they're going to make a big deal out of the fact that Raw has won for the last 3 years. And before anyone says, thank one, the meant overall, Raw won the night. They're going to build it around the fact that Raw has won for the last 3 years, and this will be the year that SmackDown finally wins Survivor Series. Just in time for that Fox deal, really.
Yes. I think that will start in October.
I know it will do, but you'd imagine once they've gone to Fox and they're like, oh, it's the A show now, we're going to build this whole thing around Raw finally losing.
I think that's a really good shout. And I hope they do that. That makes the most storyline sense.
Well, it's got to mean something. I hope that it's got stakes. That's all I'm asking for.
You mean heavy machinery? I am going to say AEW, so All Elite Wrestling, will become a promotion. They will get a TV deal, and they will debut on Tuesday nights as a weekly TV show in October.
I love the specifics of
it. Okay, so here's how I work this out.
Yeah. I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah, so All Elite Wrestling, I think they've got enough to at least get some kind of TV deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got the Tony Khan money. It's going to look great. The production value should be good. You've got all these like really big name guys who, and you look like New Japan's on Access and Impact. I don't know where that's going to end up, but at least at the moment it's on
Pop.
I think he said Destination America.
Oh, man, where have you been?
That takes me back. So I think they're going to find at least somewhere. I'm hoping it will be a more major network, but we'll see what happens. But I think wherever they end up, it'll be a Tuesday night show, because of all the trademarks they listed.
It was Tuesday night.
Tuesday night dynamite.
That's it, Tuesday night dynamite.
So that's the Tuesday reasoning. And I say October because that is when SmackDown will move to Friday nights on
Fox. Good, I like the way you think.
So that, I think, and they said late 2019, early 2020. And I think if they move that, they might even get like the audience who tune in for wrestling on the Tuesday. And I'm like, there's nothing on. Oh, there's this thing.
Yeah.
Just flood the USA Network with AEW adverts.
You think it's going to go on the USA Network? Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
You
pay for adverts on
you. Pay for adverts.
Smart thinking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that. I like
that's
that.
What you
and on that AEW note, I'll stick with that. I think my prediction is that more than five currently contracted WWE wrestlers will go to AEW. I think it's going to be at least five, and I think it's going to be more than five.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who have you got any... This won't count as your prediction.
It won't count as my prediction, but I think Zack Ryder is going to be one of them. It depends on when...
Good friends with Cody.
It depends on when contracts come up, I suppose, or whether wrestlers can get out of their contracts, which, I mean, going by the Neville situation, might be harder than it seems. And I think Gil Anderson will be one of them. I think when their contracts are up, they're going to be done. I'm wondering if AJ's going to be one of them as well, because his contract's up.
No.
Yeah, I don't know,
I don't see AJ going.
You don't?
No. I think, God, if I was to say anyone, it's so tough because...
I know. Because we don't know when the contract's
like, I would have said Daniel Bryan before he turned heel.
That was a big prediction at like at last year's prediction shows. Mm. That was a big one, that Daniel Bryan will be the main event of All In. Well, yeah. At that point, we were calling it the Bullet Club show because it didn't have a name.
Oh, God, yeah, it didn't have a name. It's going to be an exciting year regardless. So
my
final one is back to WWE. WrestleMania 35. Not only will you have Conor McGregor on that show to set up, not as a wrestling, but just as a featured person, you will also have Shawn Michaels wrestling his officially last ever match.
Against? I mean, yeah, you haven't got those specifics, but if you had to pick someone...
If I had to pick someone, I think Daniel Bryan makes the most sense. This, again, comes off of that Barn Burner report. I wouldn't put too much stock in it. It seems a bit flimsy. But they said that penciled in currently is Daniel Bryan versus Shawn Michaels. And as soon as I heard that, I thought, you know what? Michaels said he never wants to wrestle again, but I also think... He's a proud man. And he was by far the best thing in that Crown Jewel match. And he'd be wrestling Daniel Bryan, who could or AJ Styles maybe, who could definitely help him have an incredible, like, night-stealing match.
Yeah.
And you can have all the emotion if Bryan's there as well, with the WWE title, Shawn's career again. And I think he wouldn't want to go out with that crown jewel being your lasting memory. Yeah. It's crazy that Shawn Michaels came back to the ring in 2018 and it was a footnote to everything else happened.
We recorded our best and worst moments from 2018. No one mentioned Shawn Michaels, not even in best or worst. Like, it's incredible how quickly everyone just forgot that Shawn Michaels broke his 8-year retirement for nothing.
That, just like the year previously, that was such a big topic of conversation. Oh, do you think Shawn Michaels would come back against the match for AJ Styles?
Oh, but if it did, what would you do?
Yeah. It's insane. And
crazy.
What's your last one?
My last one. So originally I had Bray Wyatt will win the WWE or Universal Champion, but I'm changing that now because I had a wild thought as we were coming down here that I sort of offhandedly mentioned, but I'm going to go with it now because I think it's going to... It's too out there and it will never happen, but if it does happen, I'll look like a genius. Roman Reigns is going to have one match in 2019, and it's going to be at one of the Saudi Arabia shows. That's my wildest prediction for 2019.
That is so wrong.
I know.
It's like when you say it out loud, I feel like you've said something offensive, and then I play it back in my head, and but there's nothing really offensive in there. It just feels offensive.
Feel like that Saudi money will talk.
I know you're just doing a prediction. I feel angry with you just for you saying that. It's that's insane. Yeah, and it could be like a squash match.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If that happens, someone can replay this in a GIF to us on Twitter. Wow. Can you just... But that's the exact sort of thing they would do.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, that leaves such a horrible taste in my mouth. Well, no, I'm not. Of course, I want Roman to come back.
Yeah.
I want Roman to be healthy and beat leukemia and all those things. But I guess the way you're saying it is he's still like in treatment. He's nowhere near ready to come back.
Nope.
But Saudi money talks, and they really need him because MBS is like, the Crown Prince is like, so where's the guy who was in the main event?
The one with the flak jacket.
Yeah.
That's I want him again.
He wasn't on the Crown Jewel show, but he was advertised. Do you not watch the week-to-week thing? Would you have a week-to-week thing? Is that the stuff that's on the network?
I loaded up network. I selected 1993. I watched that one.
Yeah. So I think that's a... That's an awful...
It's an awful... I feel bad saying it.
But brilliant prediction.
So some of,
I feel dirty.
Some of your predictions we asked you on the social media channels. Let's see what you've got. At ZGuile66, AJ Styles will be the first AEW champion. Velveteen Dream will debut at WrestleMania. Okada will regain the IWGP Championship as Kenny Omega leaves. And NXT do a takeover in Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
So quite a few in there.
And the main roster pay-per-view to take place in the UK.
Mm.
Out of all of those, I think that Okada is the most realistic one.
Yeah.
Maybe Dream at Mania as well.
I could see. Yeah, maybe. I'd almost see NXT doing a show in Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a few really good ideas there, yeah. Actually.
At GeekChic89, Sonya Deville will be a big name by the end of the year.
Spelt right, should be Sonya Deville. Yeah. Is there? I think that's a good shout, because not only is she like really quite engaging in the ring, she's had some great performances this year, and WWE have been protecting her in certain spots where you're like, they obviously see something in her as well. But I think they see something differently to what we see. I think we see her as like, she's a great wrestler, or a very good wrestler, and I like how she just performs in general. I'd want to see a push because of that. I think they look at her and see, she's a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
That could be some good PR stuff.
PR stuff.
Push.
Stephanie McMahon introducing her.
Yeah, now we got rid of Darren Young. We haven't really got any LGBT people or LGBTQ or...
LGBTQ plus.
All of, they've got none of those letters. They've got women now.
Yeah.
But they haven't got any gay women.
Oh, man. And that's the next step, really, isn't it?
Yeah. But do you remember, I think it was last year, Stephanie said they're going to be pushing LGBTQ plus whatever characters on
air. And storylines, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And that hasn't happened.
Not yet.
And they need that PR.
At DC47 Commish says Conor McGregor will wrestle and win at least one match in 2019.
I'm with you, but I don't think it will be 2019. I think Conor will only, if he ever does anything, will only be at WrestleMania, and he'll want to do like a Rock level build.
Yeah,
like he's like, just think how big his ego is.
Yeah, he's not just going to do a one off random match at Backlash
at
Extreme
Rules. Yeah.
I like this one. At Dogma WOW has gone deep in here. Velveteen Dream gets called up, thrown into a tag team with Tyler Breeze. Velveteen Breeze. They get a short Raw tag title run before they're exclusively used for backstage skits. Dream gets bored and leaves for AEW.
Well, these were obviously submitted before the change was announced. Yeah. The new era of change.
New era of change.
That won't happen in the new era. Good grief. That is like... Yeah, that's my most boring nightmare come true.
At James Fisher, 1989's gone far. Kurt Hawkins' losing streak ends when he wins the Royal Rumble and beats Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. At Chris Chanahung says Kenny Omega debuts at the Royal Rumble. We had that one last year.
Can we, again, his contract expires on January 31st. If he doesn't debut, it's next year. If he can come to any Rumble, it will be 2020.
Yeah.
But he's probably going to AEW anyway.
Exactly, because the Elite are sticking together.
Okay.
At WrestlePhoto_UK, ROH loses its relationship with New Japan due to the growth of All Elite Wrestling.
That's a fascinating idea.
Fascinating one, isn't it?
Just because we like the global promotional relationships, because promotions are so precious, but they kind of have to work together to be anything against WWE. I think New Japan's quite a slow-moving organization just because of the language barrier.
Now they've got Howard Meech.
Well, that's a good point.
And that was his whole deal, wasn't it? It's just like, I speak English really well, so I can now do these international deals.
But it's not like Harold Meech is well, the reports over the summer, at least, that the roster weren't particularly happy with him and his second right-hand man guy, because they were dealing with the wrestlers not like in quite a just sort of ruthless business way.
Yes.
I don't know if that's changed, but I don't know if AEW would want to have to work with New Japan. I think they kind of want to build something by themselves, and they've got the money to do it if they're with Tony Khan.
Yeah.
I think it's a really fascinating idea, but I think ROH and New Japan, that won't happen just because they've sold out Madison Square Garden. Like, that's the sort of thing that will keep a relationship sweet for a year. That's like when my dad gets my mum an amazing Christmas present and coasts for 5 years after that.
Yeah, until he makes an error and then he's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's been a while since I've got her a holiday on Christmas Eve that I just decided to get.
At Villainous Havoc, one of our awesome pledge hammers, Raw versus NXT.
Hey, that would be... I mean, unfortunately, I don't think that will be... That's a long overdue Survivor Series concept, but with the Fox deal this year, I don't think that's going to happen.
I think... I can't remember... I think it was me and Laurie who talked about it in the NXT In Review episode. We talked about rather than doing... Raw versus... Like, WWE versus NXT, but for War Games next year will be NXT versus NXT UK.
That'd be great.
And you have like the top stars of NXT combining together, like Adam Cole and like, you know, this, that, and the other. Heights Train 387 says McIntyre wins the Universal title, Almas wins the WWE title. They're both champions at Survivor Series and have a match similar to their takeover match the year previous.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea. But we all know Brock Lesnar will be the Universal champion for all of 2019.
There's no point, like, it's not a prediction, it's a spoiler.
Yeah.
As Heyman would say.
A spoiler of our enjoyment.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
At Sushane Hulm says Finn Balor will walk out of WWE like Neville did by the end of 2019.
When have it, Neville looked grumpy in all of the photos?
And where's Finn Balor?
Finn Balor, I think he loves WWE. I think he's got a good group of friends there. Yeah. He's just happy to do what he does. It sucks for us who are such big fans of his previous work, but you know the man's more than paid his dues.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to be a big star. He obviously loves all the stuff he's doing. Yeah.
At Downtown Decon, Roman Reigns will surprise win the Rumble.
It's better than your idea.
It's better than my idea. And can you imagine as well? Because R-Truth's got the number 30 spot. If he does do the comedy shtick and the Women's Royal Rumble and has entered himself into that but then sort of, you know, doesn't use it.
Mm.
That then leaves the number 30 spot open in the Men's Rumble at the end of the show. Who's going to get that number 30 spot? Burdum, burdum, burdum.
I mean, it's a great... Like, that should happen regardless without... Like, take Roman Reigns out. I think R-Truth and Carmella both entering at number 30 early on in the night.
Yeah.
Like, oh, who's going to be the number 30 in the last one?
Yeah, Carmella. R-Truth accompanies Carmella down to the ring, but he thinks it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great idea. But, of course, Roman Reigns isn't going to be back in time. It'd be fantastic if he is.
At Mark for Wrestling suggests Elias breaks into the mainstream, releases another album, wins Money in the Bank, and cashes in successfully by the end of 2019.
Yeah, like, Elias's music is fun in segments, but I don't think it has... It's not, like, great music to the extent where I'd listen to it at the gym.
I mean, I know he released an album, never heard it.
No.
At Z4 Spade, Vince McMahon announces on an episode of Raw that he's leaving to do the XFL and announces Triple H and Stephanie, and they fire Vince's right-hand guys like Kevin Dunn.
I think if they do it, like, I think that's very, like, believable, but I don't think they'll announce it on WWE TV. I think they'll maintain the illusion. Like, Vince will be signed to a performer's contract and maybe they can wheel him out every now and again.
Mm. Yeah. That sounds great. At Devin 4, Matt Riddle gets fast-tracked to the main roster and becomes a main event star, although he doesn't win the title. Gallows and Anderson leave WWE for AEW. Suzuki Goon becomes Sabre Goon.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Ty Dillinger jumps ship to NJPW and has a career similar to Juice Robinson's. In fact, actually, that Sabre Goon was suggested by Villainous Havoc as well, I think, as like a possible fantasy booking warfare topic.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because like Sabre can turn super heel, and like because Suzuki is that point in his career where everyone loves him, but they just boo him because he does heel stuff.
Yeah.
But I think if you made him into this really vicious badass babyface who's had his old faction taken from him, and I never knew I wanted that feud.
I know, right?
Oh,
I didn't think of it either until someone suggested, and you're like, that sounds amazing.
That's an incredible idea.
Zack Sabre Jr., what a year that man has had. Like, someone released a supercut of his, like, interviews that he did.
Saw that, yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good. Mm. It's amazing. At CS_Cameron, R-Truth and Carmella's marriage will main event SummerSlam.
I mean, we asked for crazy ones.
Well, at Crazy Boy says, Jay White wins the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. The Revival and Gil Anderson leave for AEW. Lots of AEW suggestions coming in.
Well, it's probably the most exciting thing about 2019.
Yeah.
Jay White winning the top title in New Japan. Maybe like Gedo likes to book stuff long term. I think 2019's too soon. But I think it will happen because he's being positioned
very much
in
so.
That Okada spot.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say Dave Meltzer is saying that like the way that they're pushing Jay White makes him think that they know that Omega's not sticking around forever and they still want a top Gaijin star and they want it to be Jay White. At Fallen John Reed says Brock resigns with WWE and holds on to the championship.
Resigns,
you're right.
There's
a missing hyphen in there. Brock Lesnar re-signs with WWE and holds on to the championship until Mania 2020. But that's not the crazy part, because Survivor Series this year will be WWE versus NXT, and the main event of that will be Brock versus Pete Dunne.
I mean, that's mouth-watering.
Yeah.
Not the prospect of Brock having the Universal title for a whole year. Does Brock really need the Universal title at this point?
No, what he needs is fewer dates.
Yeah, I think he's over. I think he's over without the belt.
Yeah. At Ben14NN says, Lars Sullivan will beat Brock Lesnar in about 3 minutes at WrestleMania.
Lurking
around. At Cult of LFC, I'm going to guess that's Liverpool, boo. By the end of 2019, Ronda Rousey will have left WWE.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I did just... through all the interviews she did before she signed with WWE, that's kind of what she said.
Yeah.
Like in two to three years.
I'm here for the long term, but it's not, you know, not a fully long term thing.
Yeah, and she's always, she's a very, maybe humble's the wrong word, but from all her stuff, she seems very family focused and not actually driven by money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
R-Truth
and Carmella, this comes from Automatic Matt. R-Truth and Carmella pull an Eric Young and ODB and win the women's tag team titles. That's never happening. If they are going to do women's tag team titles, they are taking that seriously, and they're not going to do what... Because that TNA took it seriously initially, and then Vince Russo came in and was like, bro, no one cares. Give it to Eric Young, we'll make a joke of it.
I raise you Money in the Bank. The first ever women's Money in the Bank match. Surely they'll treat that seriously. No, James Ellsworth won it.
And they realised what an error that was and did it again two nights later. At Mr. Dude 002, Aleister Black debuts after Mania and picks up a mid-card title before the end of the year.
That's such an out-there prediction, Mr. Dude.
Add small
play it. Go on. Just take a risk once in your life.
Debuts and wins are not a specific title, but a title.
Yeah, a mid-card title.
At Small Afro Games says John Cena will become a 17-time world champion. At Lanny Helmsley suggests Pac will win Battle of Los Angeles 2019. At Owen Faye 5, Sami Zayn ends the year as WWE champion after being traded to SmackDown Live.
Yeah, I mean, Sami's the ruthless Sami Zayn. Oh, maybe he has that in him, but he is on Raw at the moment.
And,
I guess you'd be traded to SmackDown.
And Pac winning. But with SmackDown going to Fox, I cannot see it being Sami Zayn as the WWE champion. But Pac winning Bowler's a good shout.
I see him maybe a mid-card title.
At Adam Thompson, I love this one. At Adam Thompson 98, Kurt Hawkins enters the Rumble at number one and is the 29th man eliminated.
So the right to the very end.
Yeah. And they doing that Santino spot,
where he's thrown underneath the top rope and he comes back in later when you think everything's over.
At Bobby Bizzle 10, Miz wins the Royal Rumble and we get Brian Miz for the belt at Mania with face Miz versus heel Brian, and Miz wins.
That's even more unappealing than Miz versus Shane McMahon.
I'd say that it's also more unappealing than Miz and Maryse versus Brian and Brie.
Mm. But Miz and Maryse versus Cena and Nikki Bella was much better than it had any right to be.
Owens underscores Sheamus. Sheamus wins the WWE Championship.
I don't see that ever happening. I think he's I think he's injured. He's injured to the extent where they wouldn't. Not that he can't work. He can work, but he always talks about these neck issues that he's got, and they seem really quite severe.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'd have the confidence to put a top title on him.
Yeah. Maybe a mid-card title.
A mid-card title if Aleister Black will let go of them.
And at Zay underscore Easterly suggests James Storm re-debuts in WWE on the main roster and reunites with Bobby Roode.
That would be great. Turning heel on Chad Gable.
And we've got a couple from Facebook here. Finn Hendrik Karlsgaard suggests Johnny Gargano gets called up to Raw and becomes IC champ before the year is over.
I never want him to leave NXT.
I know, right? John Callan Silman says Adam Cole wins the WWE Championship after the Undisputed interferes at SummerSlam 2019.
That would be great. You know what? I wouldn't mind Gargano and Ciampa being called up as a babyface tag team and they just do the exact same story.
Would not mind it, mate. Would not mind
and,
it.
Like, and don't change a thing.
Nope.
I'll still be surprised. I'll just pretend.
Like Triple H literally just hands them the script and just goes, do this.
Yeah.
Do this. Don't mess this up. Stuyvesant suggests that Matt Riddle with Paul Heyman will defeat Seth Rollins at SummerSlam to become the Universal Champion. And also suggests a Horsewoman versus Horsewoman feud, but not the match we expected. The teams will be Charlotte, Baszler, Duke and Shafir versus Rondi Becker, Sasha and Bayley.
That's an interesting
concept.
That's a classic WWE just doing it wrong. Like, here's your thing, it writes itself.
Yeah.
So like, oh, but it's too good.
Yeah.
We've got to swerve them.
Absolutely. Bro. And finally, Jimmy Chapman suggests on December 5th, 2019, the list of champions will be WWE Champion Seth Rollins, Universal Champion Drew McIntyre, Raw Tag Team Champions The New Day, SmackDown Tag Team Champions The Bar, Intercontinental Elias, US Johnny Gargano, Raw Women's Champion Charlotte, and the SmackDown Women's Champion Ronda Rousey. And he suggests that a few people will be gone, including Nakamura, Styles, Gallanderson, Bryan, Lesnar, Revival, and Balor.
It's really hard to predict that, like that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's why I would go a bit more. I'd say vague. Just say that Johnny Gargano wins a mid card championship.
Was Aleister Black in the mid card?
So that's all of your predictions. Thank you so much for sending those in. We're now going to look back at not only our 2018 predictions, but some of yours as well. Because I went back and I checked through them to see if any of you were amazing prognosticators and see if any of you predicted the future.
Prognosticators.
You're welcome. That's a Brian Alvarez term. I can't claim credit for it. Do you want to give your first prediction that you had for 2018?
Yeah, so this was, of course, done at the end of 2017. I said the format of 205 Live will be changed with no weight limits. That hasn't happened. But as we've seen, those sort of that membrane has started to be a bit more permeable with Mustafa Ali joining SmackDown's roster and the Lucha House Party going over to Raw. I think 205 Live will cease to be in 2019.
You reckon?
So I'm not disappointed with that.
Yeah.
That prediction.
One of mine was the Street Profits debut after WrestleMania, but the team will be split up before the year is over, and Montez Ford becomes a major star.
One of those more pessimistic ones.
Yeah.
That didn't even slightly happen.
Not even at all. They didn't even get a run in NXT.
They had like a feud in NXT?
They had one with the Mighty over their cup.
Yeah,
that's about it. What was your next one?
Well, my next
one. Prognosticator Ollie Davis over here.
It's the only one we got right out of all 10 of ours.
Spoilers.
Combined spoiler. And this was, remember, this was done when everyone was like, Brock's leaving for UFC after WrestleMania, where he'll drop the belt to Roman.
Roman is winning at WrestleMania. That was like, it was a done deal that Roman is winning at WrestleMania.
Up to WrestleMania itself.
The day itself, yeah.
But prognosticator Ollie Davis said, Brock Lesnar will re-sign with WWE for even fewer dates.
And nailed it. He did.
He's wrestled less.
He's wrestled few.
Yes. So,
Well done, you.
Give me your money. I will invest it in the stock market. This obviously proves that I can tell the future.
My next one was, after WrestleMania, Universal Champion Roman Reigns will be drafted to SmackDown and WWE Champion Nakamura gets drafted to Raw. Now, that was obviously done at the end of 2017. So I did predict that Nakamura would be in a WWE Championship match at WrestleMania and Roman Reigns would be in the Universal Championship match at WrestleMania as well.
Did he?
Nakamura wins the belt, yeah.
Hmm. All right, then. But everything else is wrong.
Oh, everything else is totally wrong. I was totally wrong, yeah.
Neither Reigns nor Nakamura won their belts.
Nope.
And neither got drafted.
Oh, no, it was wrong, yeah. I'm just saying
that. That's really wrong.
There was just one slight detail in there. It was sort of correct.
I think that's too slight to be noticeable. I said, the popular one, Daniel Bryan will leave WWE and wrestle at Bullet Club Show.
It's so funny.
Bullet Club Show was a really good event, actually. It was run down the hall from All In.
We either called it Bullet Club Show or Bullet Club 10,000. And there were
that's a good
idea. Pair of us said, if they don't have Daniel Bryan or CM Punk, there's no way they're selling out.
Mm.
And they sold out with less than that on the card.
I'm happy to be wrong in that case.
So happy to be wrong.
10,000, Bullet Club 10,000.
That's what we used to call
it. You could have called it 10,000 BC.
Oh, well, mate.
And you could have had everyone was in caveman attire. What a great gimmick pay-per-view that would be. It was, yeah. 10,000 BC.
Yeah, terrible film.
With the very attractive pin-up girl from the 70s. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, she's classic.
Classic beauty.
Classic, just 70s hot.
One of my other ones, you laughed. Okay,
this is a throwaway show. I'll Google it live on air. What a beautiful woman.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the one I was talking about.
No, this is a remake. It's a remake.
Oh, I was going to say, that's what I was thinking of, was that movie.
10,000 BC.
Came out in like...
Original.
2008
something. There you go. What? It's called 1 Million Years BC. But that's her... What's her name? Raquel Welch.
Of course it is. Oh. Is one you laughed out of the room. Goldust will have one last run going after the WWE Championship and retires in 2017. I meant 2018. I don't know why you laughed that one out of the room.
So what did Goldust do this year?
It was his feud with R-Truth this year, or was that last year?
I think that was the year previously.
Yeah, it might have been.
He did return randomly as a heel.
Against...
John Cena
in February. Yes.
Yeah.
Why was that?
That was I think maybe it was in March.
Did Cena do an open challenge?
Cena keeps calling out Taker, and of course Taker wasn't there, so Goldust came out, and despite being a babyface, turned heel on R-Truth before he came back. He did wrestle a few house shows, I think, in the preceding months, but as a face, just randomly.
Yep.
And then he got injured around the same time as... someone else. There's a photo of him and someone else getting surgery.
Well, if he didn't get injured, then I could have had my prediction come true. It was on the cards, man. What was your next one?
I had the WWE Network will have non-wrestling content on it.
So specifically, this was sports shows covering baseball and American football and things like that.
Yeah, so just to build up to the XFL, I thought they'd have sitcoms and stuff. So the WWE Network wouldn't just be wrestling. It would be, here's a Steve Carell joke. It's very similar to the one you've stolen from me this year.
As I say stolen, I've modified it. into something that's much better. And my final one was Johnny Gargano will win the NXT Championship at Brooklyn 4 from Andrade Cien Almas.
He had a title shot.
He did have a title shot, yeah. I'm very good at predicting when people will get title shots, whether or not they win. Actually, and that wasn't a title shot. Wasn't it not? No, it was.
It was.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Chicago.
It was for Goldie.
It was for Goldie, you're right.
And my final one is one I've repeated this year. Vince McMahon sells WWE.
So we can't go through every single person's suggestions, like Connor's. Edge becomes SmackDown General Manager, The Living Nightmare. Dolph Ziggler will win the Royal Rumble. A lot of Dolph Ziggler ones because he'd retired or like dropped the US belt and whatever that angle was.
It's one of those, this happens sometimes, a storyline will happen and everyone, a vocal part of our audience will be like, oh, I'm so excited about this. And I'm there going, I have no interest at all.
And Dolph was that. There were so many Dolph suggestions of Dolph will do this. Dolph will win the WWE Championship. How to Crin suggested Mojo Rawley will be WWE Champion.
Rawley could go to AEW, I think. Where's he been this year? And he's good. Like, he's such a good promo.
He wrestled a dark match on Raw this week against Zack Ryder. Joe's Demon Shell, WWE will introduce the six-man tag team championships that 3MB will win.
Have you seen, did you see Dan Rogers's? Have I skipped ahead? One last Undertaker versus Kane.
I know.
That was close to happening.
It was. And we were like, he's not wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, he's retired. Valel of Krypton suggested that Cena puts over Styles and Nakamura at WrestleMania. I like that one.
There's a great one from Robert Tennyson where he has predicted every single champion wrong. Universal Braun, IC Champ, Kenny Omega, Raw Tag, Gallanderson, Raw Women's, Asuka, close, that's the closest he came,
yep.
Cruiserweight, Ricochet, WWE Champion Rusev, US Champ Lashley, SmackDown Tags, Owens and Zayn, SmackDown Women's Champ Ronda.
And in fairness...
You've got the women's on the other side.
In fairness, Lashley did go to WWE.
Omega didn't.
Yep. Kip Clip suggested that WWE will buy Impact and do an Ultimate X match. What else we got here? Zacho Wright, Brock goes back to UFC and wins the title, and Roman wins the Universal Championship, and Vince books Champ v Champ.
He'd love to.
Yep. Justin Miles suggests that Batista returns to the Royal Rumble. I love this. We get the dream match of Batista versus AJ.
Everyone's always wanted that dream match.
I love this one as well from Brandy Taylor Thring. Randy Orton ties Cena and Flair's championship records.
So he would have had to have won it, like, is he a 12-time champion?
It might be. I think he is a 12-time champion.
So he'd
have
to win it four times.
Yeah.
Could have been in a hotshot feud with someone.
Yep. AJ Styles becomes the Unified Universal WWE Champion. That was from Kelly Cordill. Craig Thomas suggested Omega beats Jericho at Wrestle Kingdom. They have a rematch at Mania.
That was such an exciting time because no one knew what Jericho was doing. It was like, is he an agent for Vince? Is he actually there just a scout talent to bring them over?
Remember.
No.
Simo Ramon Ramatan suggested that The Undertaker is the SmackDown General Manager as the American Badass.
We all thought he was going to come back as the American Badass.
Well, some people will tell you that he was going to be, but then because it got reported, they changed their minds. Mm-hmm. Mikel Ortiz suggests that CM Punk will join Ring of Honor and by proxy the Bullet Club.
We were on board with that, I think. Yeah. I really thought Punk was coming back for All In.
I think we all did. But he didn't get the offer.
Yeah, yeah. Look, telling me a certain date with a match and an agreed amount, that's not an offer, man.
It's not an offer, man. And the last one we'll go through, Alex Hunt said that Vince will be in the Rumble and eliminate Kevin Owens off the back of the angle that they did. But the closest that people came to being right, because no one got one that was completely right, only you got one that was actually genuinely correct. Yeah, you were the only person who got one that was genuinely correct. But
All the way through.
But two people came very close. So shout out to Kevin Chappell first for saying that AJ Styles will be WWE champion for all of 2018.
Damn close.
So close, man. So close.
What, like 7 weeks out there,
yeah.
I think?
Close, man. And the last one that came close was Jer Personen, chairman of the board. The Hardy family will form one big family, including Rebby Hardy and Bo Dallas. But what he meant was it was going to be Matt and Bray Wyatt were essentially going to like join the families together. So the Hardy and the Wyatt families will combine.
Right, right.
And we did get the Deleter of Worlds of Matt and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, and Rebby and Senor Benjamin and Vanguard were introduced in that deletion match and the House Hardy special for Halloween.
So You came close. So those two were the closest, but
Bo Dallas was your downfall.
But yeah, you were the only one to get a prediction right, which is that Brock Lesnar will re-sign.
So I'll be starting up my investment hedge fund in Q2 next year. Yep. And you can, yeah, guarantee success.
Amazing.
That's all we've got time for this show. I love this show. I can't wait to do it next year.
I know.
When we can see how wrong we are.
Look back on everything. It was really funny listening to that 2018 show and us going like, do you know who I really like? Enzo Amore.
It's always scary because we say so much stuff and it's recorded.
Yeah.
And it goes into the public.
And
you know, as we've seen with James Gunn this year, we haven't said anything I don't think as bad as what James Gunn joked about. But taste may change.
What if what if something terrible happens and something that I say on this show is then going to be replayed?
Well, we spent half the year crapping on Roman Reigns.
I know, man.
As a character and the way he's pushed, not the person. Yeah. But, if you just took a bit of that out of context without us saying we don't have any problem with him as a human being, and then, you know, God forbid something awful happens to him, more awful than already has.
And look at my prediction I had.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, hopefully time will be kind to us.
Bummer note to end this on, I'm sorry.
Told us a bunch already, but put them in the comments below. That's all we've got time for today. Please click the videos that have just appeared on this desk and this button right here, which will subscribe you to the podcast version, which is totally free. I've been Ollie Davis. This has been Luke Owen, and that was Rambling.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.